Hello, 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 hello. It's another week. Another week for you to go change your sheets. It's another week for you to shave, especially ladies. It's now summer. It's another week for you to come here and listen to me, guys. I'm back again. It's your boy, Jan van Potgieter. Those who live in the Peps, that's how they call me. And then those who live in Kasi, I'm Peter Jan van Potgieter. I'm back again, man, with another episode. So, yeah. I just want to talk about, I don't know, I'm just going to cover a few things, right? And then, yeah. But mainly you'll hear exactly what I want to talk about. I think it was Friday. That's when we had the news that the former apartheid. I don't know how to call it. Is it apartheid or apartheid? Yeah. So I'm gonna say apartheid president F.W. de Klerk died. Yeah, man. Eh. The timeline was happy. We were all happy. So yeah. I think we were all happy because of what the person did. Like, you can't, like, guys, you can't be responsible for a lot of lives that have passed on. We have people who have never seen their family members. They've since left, especially those ones who were really, really in the struggle. That's what really happened. And then a guy comes in and then apologizes. And then I remember this other time, I think he was on SABC News or News 20 or is it ETV News or something, where he said apartheid wasn't, he said it wasn't crime against humanity. So the guy clearly never saw anything wrong with apartheid. So yeah, I think that's what happens whenever something works for you, you just want to stick to it and stuff. So, but yeah, I just wanted to pass that on the way so that we throw it on the side. And I think it's the episode that I did, I haven't posted it on YouTube. So yeah, my YouTube has been lacking, but I'm only one episode behind. So after this one, I'm gonna be 2 episodes behind on YouTube. So yeah, I think I also needed to address that for those who listen on YouTube. I don't even know who listens on YouTube, but yeah, I do have subscribers. I was on my road to 500 subscribers. So yeah, that's pretty nice. I never expected it. I thought I'll be something on like 2 something by now, but hey man, I keep on getting subscribers. And I kind of like it. So I'm going to talk about this year, which I'm pissed about myself. I recently found cryptocurrency. So yeah, you know, your bitcoins, your stuff. I just recently got into it, and there's a lot of money there, guys. So last year, eventually, there was this coin that was launched. It was called Shiba Inu. So what happened is that Dogecoin, right, was also launched in a way, but it was launched back then, and then they were mocking the cryptocurrency world. Then Dogecoin became huge, which was just a huge surprise that I'd say for some people, even the creators. So because I think Dogecoin is now worth something like 30 cents, which is like I think it's like 5 rands or 4 rands, 4 and 90, yeah, but it's between 4 rands and 5 rands. So if you would have bought maybe Dogecoin when it was still like 5 cents, it would be worth much now. Maybe it was still like 1 cent or those digits. those decimals that comes in after the two zeros after a comma. So the two decimals, and then I mean the first decimal is 10 cents, and then the other decimal is cent. So I don't know those the other ones. I've never heard the names, but yeah, those decimals. If you've bought it before, then I think you'd be having a pretty good amount in your bank account. So yeah, that's what happened with Dogecoin. It started as a joke and then it went up. But then there was this Shiba Inu coin. They called themselves a Dogecoin killer. So they wanted to kill Dogecoin. But for now, it's not doing much because I think it's like on 0.4 zeros and then a 5. So it's been standard there. But hey, it's promising. It's promising. So currently, I have something like 2 million. Yeah, I think it's 2.4 million coins. I don't know. I'm new in this game of cryptocurrency. But hopefully, hey, I'm hoping I'm going to make enough money. So since I got new, I was like, okay, this is how much. And then there was this other guy who bought a Shiba Inu, which was last year. He was able to make $5 billion, guys. This guy made $5 billion. He was able to make that much money from that coin. So if you buy it in the early stages and your coin really booms, hey, then you're gonna have a lot of money. So now I'm aiming to have at least 10 million coins so that when it reaches 1 rand, I can withdraw the 5 million. So yeah, and then leave the rest for future investments. And then maybe on top of that 5 million, I'm gonna buy maybe 100,000. So I'm gonna look for other 10 coins where I can put the 100,000 in it, so I can just share it, you see. So yeah, that's the aim. That's my aim. That's how I want to go with this. So I really hope, yeah, it's gonna work out for me. So if you don't know too, I think you can just check it out. Like, just go check it out. Yeah, I think that's all I can say. Just go check it out. So I've been also checking out other coins which have potential. I think the app that I'm using now, the Baby Doge, is Doge Dash Coin or Dash Doge Coin, something like that. There's this platform that I'm using two platforms actually. It's Coinbase and I'm also using Gate.io. So Gate.io will also be launching another coin on Wednesday, on the 17th. Tomorrow is the 16th, yeah, on the 17th at 2 o'clock. So make sure you log in, you buy that coin. So I'm gonna try and buy it and see how much I can make with it. So I'm just gonna buy a $50 coin and then see how much I can make from it. So if it goes to maybe a value of like $2, and then I'm able to make something like Buma $1,000 from my 50 rands, yeah, I'll pretty much be happy. Yeah, hopefully I can buy a nicer studio, yeah, get a laptop, get 2 mics so that I can start doing like proper interviews, because I think I have 1 episode where I did, okay, it's 2 episodes actually. First it was with my ex, and then the other one was with Bibi, the perfume lady. Yeah, so that's what happened. So yeah, I'm hoping yeah, the coin does blow up. So I'm now into crypto, but I'm just learning a bit. And then there's this guy, if you do wanna learn too, I think it's Stock Up with Larry Jones on YouTube. Just check out his videos. He's straight up, he doesn't lie. He keeps it real. He tells you when he's going to buy, when he's not going to buy. And then even if he buys, he tells you, this is when I'm going to buy. He tells you like, this is when I'm going to buy. This is when I'm not going. Okay, this one I'm not going to buy it. So yeah, I think he can help you make a lot of profit. And then he always says one rule: do not trade with emotions. So if you are broke and then you just put in your $1,000 or maybe your $1,000 in there, you should be equivalent to something like $60 and stuff. Don't trade with emotions, guys. But yeah, the guy is pretty good. I think he once said he had $1,500. He put it in, and then he was able to turn that $1,500 live on his YouTube. He turned it into $54,000. Live on his YouTube. So hey, that's pretty insane, eh? So yeah, guys. Yeah, just go check out cryptocurrency. And then I think the one that I'm gonna do a long-term investment. So I'm thinking of sending 3K every month. I think I'm gonna do the Decentraland. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, because I think now it's sitting at 50 rands. So we're just gonna keep on, like, because it might go something like $5,000, which is a lot of money when it comes to SA. So yeah, just gonna keep on throwing in 3,000 every month and see where it's gonna put me. So yeah, but first I need to have 10 million coins of Shiba Inu. So it's pretty hard investing in this stuff, eh? Because you must make sure the money that you put in there, it's not the money that you're gonna need. It's not the money, like, it's the money that you are also willing to lose. So if the coin goes and crashes, then it's all over. But yeah, that's what's happening on my side. I've been busy learning on how to trade. Actually, I'm actually interested on how I can trade via the first thing. But I saw, if you want to trade, you're gonna need a lot of money, because whenever I trade, I put in $100 into that other account. So because they have a lot of coins, but some coins they do go up, and then you find a coin that went up by like 1,400%, you see. So if you put in your money too early, like if you can put in $100, so it's gonna be your $100 times 14, meaning you just made a profit of 1,300. But if you catch it early, if you know, study the patterns, if you know what's gonna go up, what might not go up and stuff. But now I told myself for the whole of this week on that app, and next week, so I think I'm gonna change next week, that other week, Monday. Right now I'm still holding Saitama. So there's this other coin called Saitama. They did an event, it went up. I think it was like, yeah, it went up. Let me just say it went up, but then it went down, it crashed. And then a lot of people lost money because they wanted to ride the wave. But I knew how long I was going to hold it. So I'm still holding it now. So my money just keeps on going down, going up, going down, going up. But I'm fine with it, because I know that the money might be made when the app is released and a lot of people are able to purchase it. You see, because this one was just an event. So a lot of people thought it was gonna go up, 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 which didn't happen. So yeah, that's about it on the crypto talk. I also wanna there's this drama that happened on Twitter. I think Xavier, he did black Twitter elections or something, and then people were like, hey, I could have done them better. Well, it's their opinion, but at the same time I feel like it's no lie, because when I hosted the Black Twitter Awards in January, I also hosted the elections, by the way. I think we did elections on Wednesday and then the awards were on Friday. So what we did there, was pretty much amazing. Okay, what I did there, the hosting part of it. But the whole thing was a team effort. It was him, Xavier, with the certificates, and then it was also Lihle. I think it's at Lihle SM. Yeah, I think it is at Lihle SM. Yeah, he also came through with his designs. Yeah, he's a dope graphic designer. But now, since he couldn't come back to me for next year, next year. I'm planning for this event to actually get bigger. I want to keep it on Twitter, right? Because when it's on Twitter, everyone photoshops himself, and then people really feel like they are there at the awards. That's what I like about it. So I'm gonna keep it there, because people feel like they are there at the awards, right? So I'm not gonna, like, even when they want to televise them and stuff, I think it should first start there on Twitter, and then they can be televised afterwards. I wouldn't mind, but it should be there. So whoever's gonna call, like, hey, we like this, blah 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 and stuff, it should be kept there. So, because I think back in January we were trending, the hashtag was actually trending #8 in the world. So that's pretty huge, because Twitter has a community of something, probably now it's more than 400 million people using Twitter who have Twitter accounts. So yeah, I think that's pretty nice. But I always tell people, like, Facebook has more audience. But that day, yeah, because people were even thought like the awards were on TV. So what I did on those awards was actually nice. So yeah, I'm gonna start again, but I'm trying to make them a little bit cooler this time. I'm trying to come up with a website, find a guy who's gonna do a website for us, and then find sponsors so that winners get something. Because now I'm gonna strictly do black Twitter peeps, because last time I did company, because it was just for fun, and then it was something in a rush, you see. So it was something in a rush, so couldn't rush it. But yeah, it was in a rush. But this one, well, I'm already done with the nominations, but I'm still editing here and there whenever I see someone like downgrading. Yeah, I think that's about it. What else? Yeah, so I think next on the Black Twitter Awards, I think it's gonna be the website, and then I'm trying to do the SMS thing, so I'm still busy with that too. And then I'm also trying to get a sponsor. So yeah, hopefully everything goes well. But even if it doesn't go well, like, even if it doesn't go as I planned, can still continue, because I'm doing them for fun, for the entertainment of, yeah, just to keep people busy, man. Like, a lot of you guys, some of you are married, and you're married to monsters. Some of you are in a relationship with monsters, so you need to de-stress. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get you guys here to de-stress for that particular one night. So this time it's gonna be different. I'm done with nominations, so nominations, and people know I'm not biased, so I'm done with nominations. So nominations, we're gonna have, I think, 4 people in each category, if I'm not mistaken. We're gonna have 4 people in each category, and then on that 4 people, yeah, people will have to maybe SMS or whatever, however way people can vote. Yeah, however way people can vote, will be able to vote. Hence, I wanted the SMS thing. So what I'm gonna do is that you're gonna SMS, and then after mess, and then next year I announce the winners, and then after I announce the winners, I drop the results of the SMSs, so that people see, oh, this is actually the person who won on this category. This is the person who won on that category. Blah blah blah. You see. So that's how I wanted to do it. So I'm hoping everything will be running very smoothly. That's what I'm hoping for. So yeah, I hope everything runs smoothly on these awards, because I saw people wanted to start beef now. They thought I wanted to do the elections again. Nope. I made it clear even on my timeline, because I want to, they shouldn't start easy beef. And the phone is beef, guys. And the phone is beef. I'm on Twitter to tweet. And then whatever I do for entertainment, it's for me. So yeah, I'm hoping everything will run smoothly. And yeah, that's all that I'm hoping for. Yeah, and then people will enjoy again. And then I hope they don't compare me first awards, because hey, those ones, they were huge. But these ones will be nominations, so it means I'll be announcing a lot of people. I think they have to start at 8. If I start at 8 and then we don't have competitions in between. This is gonna be somehow. Guys, I'm just thinking on the mic because I do these things on one take. I don't edit my podcast, so I just do on one take. So yeah, so I was just thinking now, but yeah, whatever happens. So just be raw, unfiltered content. Yeah, you can just call it like that. So that's what it's gonna be. So yeah. I hope everything will run smoothly. So yeah, I think those are the two topics I wanted to touch on, because I was telling Nontokozo that I only talk when I have something to say. Hence, I can't drop episodes. Like, I've been trying to drop 2 episodes a week. I can't, because if I have to drop 2 episodes a week, it means then I'll be always have to talk about celebrities, eh? And those guys, they bore me very much. They bore me. Cool food. I really hate those guys. Not hate to say, but I really don't fuck with them. Especially musicians. With the prices of data so high, and then they don't see the benefit of data being cheap, because it will enable them to get more streams, and then it will also enable them to get more views on YouTube. They just don't see that. Or maybe they are hoping they're gonna get deals with Vodacom, with MTN, with Telkom and stuff. So, hey, man. I really don't know about that. But hey, that was it for this week. Yeah, been speaking for 22 minutes now. So that was it for this week. Until next time, when I drop another episode. And I don't know, I think you guys are never getting that Eastern Cape experience episode. Yeah, I think you guys are never getting it. Because I did say it was my first time going to Eastern Cape when I went there. But hey, whatever happens, man. But I don't know, maybe I'll still drop it. All the memories are still in my head. Yeah. So, yeah, that was your boy, man. Jan van Potgieter. I really hope you enjoy your day, if you are listening to it during the day, and then if you are listening to it in the morning, enjoy the rest of your day, and then if you are listening to it at night, enjoy your night. It's your boy, man, and I'm out. Peace.